A quick look at your Fremont County headlines on a Friday, made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, downtown Lander. They've got that Whitney Howard Designs jewelry coming in soon. It's an eco-friendly company from Los Angeles, and they make pewter jewelry. It's going to be a great line. I know a lot of folks are excited about it. Plus, they've got some new fashion lines into it. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, beautiful downtown Lander. Wyoming Department of Transportation reminds you to never drink and drive. If you're having a few drinks this weekend, come up with a game plan. Get a sober driver every time. DUIs cost you financially, a job. You don't want to go to jail, so don't drink and drive. Plus, DUIs could cost you or somebody else their life. Not a smart choice. Never drink and drive. County 10 Podcast brought to you by Rendezvous Dental. Dr. Crane, Dr. Sackett work hard every day to bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology. Looking forward to that new building. It's coming together. I drive by it almost every day on Sunset, and it's going to be really, really top-notch state-of-the-art facilities. So get in while they're accepting new patients at Rendezvous Dental. Follow them on social media for more. And the County 10 Podcast is brought to you by Elevate Rehab, Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. Michelle Mazur, Laura Varner, the only two certified hand therapists in Lander. Doctors Stephen Elmer and Ryan Flatt treat conditions affecting the entire body. They do FCE testing, return to work training, and so much more. Good people over there. Stop living in pain or discomfort and visit Elevate Rehab, Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Friday, March 27th, to you from the Porter's 10Cast Studio, the mobile version of the Porter's 10Cast Studio. I'm Jared Anderson. Look at your top headlines around Fremont County, and we start with this. The Riverton Police Department reported this morning that on Thursday, March 26th, at approximately 5:09 a.m., Riverton Police Department officers responded to the 1300 block of East Sunset for a report of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Upon investigation, a 37-year-old male from Riverton, identified as Mario Mills, was arrested on a first-degree murder charge. Also arrested during the course of the investigation was 43-year-old Courtney Mills of Riverton for accessory after the fact. More details are pending. We'll post them as soon as we know more at county10.com. Obviously, this number is changing all the time, but as of early Friday morning, there are 70 confirmed coronavirus cases in the state of Wyoming. Fremont and Laramie County both lead the way with 17 positive tests each. That's three more in Fremont County within the last 24 hours. After that, Teton County now in double digits with 10. Natrona County has 8. Sheridan County added one more in the last 24 hours, now at 5 overall. Carbon County has 3. Washakie County saw their first case in the last few hours. They have 1, along with Sweetwater County, Goshen County, Campbell County, and Albany County. Additionally, Johnson County had 3 additional cases in the last 24 hours. Up-to-date information and some new analytics available at the Wyoming Department of Health website. That address is health.wyo.gov. DuBois Mayor John Meyer and the DuBois Town Council voted unanimously to approve a resolution that waives all base rate and usage utility billing for both residential and commercial customers in March 2020. A release from the town of DuBois says that coronavirus has caused a worldwide pandemic and time of uncertainty. The town of DuBois is affected, and the governing body understands that many utility ratepayers have unexpected financial hardships from business closures or layoffs. The release continues that this can affect even the most carefully managed household, and the Town Council of DuBois realizes that during this time of economic uncertainty, any financial support is critical. The intent of the DuBois governing body is to waive all utility billing for the month of March 2020. They think that's in the best interest of the public, as the mayor and town council unanimously approved that. You can find that full release and read it in full at county10.com. It's also available on the Town of DuBois Facebook page. Four Fremont County residents have been indicted on assault and kidnapping charges, according to United States Attorney Mark Claussen. He announced today that Ashlyn Rose Yellowbear, 27, Samuel Harold Friday, age 37, Kristen Jade Antelope, 26, and Rusty Tabajo, age 27, all residents of the Wind River Indian Reservation, were indicted by a federal grand jury on March 18th for kidnapping, aiding, and abetting. Yellowbear and Friday were also indicted for assault with a deadly weapon with intent to do bodily harm. The incident alleges that on January 1st, 2020, the defendants knowingly and unlawfully kidnapped a man and a woman for the purpose of assault and intimidating them to prevent reporting these acts. According to the charges, the defendants knowingly aided and abetted each other in committing the kidnapping offenses. The incident further alleges that Yellow Bear and Friday each assaulted one of the victims with a dangerous weapon, a tire iron. The maximum penalty for kidnapping, aiding, and abetting is up to life in federal prison and a fine of $250,000. More details on this story at county10.com. The Lander Chamber of Commerce, Lander Community Foundation, and LEDA, the Lander Economic Development Association, launched Lander United this week, a website to centralize information about supporting community through the challenges caused by COVID-19. On that website, you'll find ways to help local Lander businesses, out-of-work employees, healthcare workers, and community organizations. All the details on those efforts can be found under our YO Strong series. Click the Features tab, find YO Strong at county10.com. Matter of fact, all of our series really full of great content over the last couple of weeks. Check out 10 Life, made possible by RE/MAX All-Star Realtors, for some great stories about how people are overcoming coronavirus and giving back to their community. One of the efforts going on right now, and we'll have a story up at county10.com as the day goes on about this, but there's an effort for an activity for kids called a bear hunt. That's a quote-unquote bear hunt with teddy bears in windows and in lawns of people's houses, and then a map where you can drive around and the kids can spot the teddy bears all around town. More details on that and a couple other fun things in the works, all at County 10. And finally today, brand new Riverton business opened its doors officially yesterday. Freedom Liquors is now open for business at 604 West Main Street in Riverton. Their hours currently are Thursday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can follow along on their Facebook page for more details. There's a wall-to-wall selection of wine, beer, and spirits, and they've got sloshy machines. You can check out all the photos and details on that new opening at county10.com. We'll keep you up to date with the latest coronavirus news in Fremont County and Wyoming. There is a press conference set for today with the Fremont County Emergency Management Team. We'll bring you some quotes from that here and get a couple of podcasts for you on later today and throughout the weekend. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you have a great weekend and stay safe out there. Keep socially distancing and washing your hands. And want to thank again the folks who make this podcast possible: the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, Elevate Rehab, Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy, and Rendezvous Dental. Have a great rest of your day all across County 10.
The County 10 podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porters. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Elevate Rehab, and Rendezvous Dental. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.